Good morning, welcome back to the program. I'm Lorena Walker. North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, NAJA, are calling on the community to attend press conferences in Darwin and Alice Springs in response to the gross human rights violations against young people in the Northern Territory justice system. Joining me on the show this morning, I talked to Barb Shaw. Good morning, Barb. How did you react to last night's Four Corners program?
Oh, what I saw last night, I guess with watching the OBC Four Corners program last night in relation to Don Dale's detention centre, it actually really disturbed me. And, you know, I'm not the only person who watched it. You know, it is a national show. So I guess a lot of people around the country actually saw for themselves the evidence of what goes on in youth detention centres. And I did have a sleepless night, and you know, and I guess a lot of other people had sleepless nights as well. My thoughts on last night's program is that no child should ever be treated like that. It just brought me to tears. All I could think of was how the mothers and fathers of these children can see this and how the way they were treated. And my thoughts was just going around on how they could be feeling, and especially seeing for the first time their children being treated like this. Now, when we look at, you know, the news today about the Prime Minister wanting to get another Royal Commission. Now, us Aboriginal people are based on Royal Commission after Royal Commission after inquiry after inquiry. We don't need an inquiry. What we need is action. Those young fellas, they need justice. They need these people brought to justice on how they could be treated like that. We cannot even discipline our children these days, not even a smack on the chops. We know that our children will be removed because of that. So after last night's show that aired, I was flooded with messages, and so I've just been making a few phone calls this morning as well. Like, you got the government's doing their bit for somebody like me doing stuff on the ground for our children. It's disgusting that Australia can be a signatory to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of a Child. Now, our children do not need to be treated this way. Our Aboriginal children that are in these detention centres need help, support, and they need justice for their treatment. Call upon the Australian government to adopt the UN, United Nations Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture. Now, what we seen last night, that is torture. I had the opportunity once of meeting David Hicks. Now, I sat with David Hicks in my yard, the one that was in Guantanamo Bay for over 10 years. He told me about the stuff that used to happen to him, and watching our children being treated like this on national television last night, it brought tears to my eyes, because if a white man in an international jail can be treated like that, who's stopping our kids from these men, these perpetrators that are in our prison systems, supposedly looking after our children? And this optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture, it establishes an international inspection for places of detention. Now, if we don't have our prison systems monitored, and especially if our kids are in these prison systems and caught up in the system, it goes to show that Australia is not capable of implementing such laws under the United Nations Convention, let alone make domestic laws in protecting our children against these perpetrators that are so-called there to help and rehabilitate our children in the prison system, yet they are there to beat up our kids.
What do you think should happen now for these young kids that are still incarcerated?
You know, the minister, you know, Minister Price had previously said that the prison system is good for our children. And clearly last night it shows that our prison system is not good for our children. Our kids are not being taught the education that they need to come back out into society, yet our kids are being locked up in these isolated rooms and being treated that way. I hope Minister Price goes back on her word and say that the prison system is not helping our children. Best thing for our children is for our people to be involved with this. our people need to, our leaders and our elders need to monitor the prison systems, because the majority of the population in the Northern Territory jail are, in fact, Aboriginal people, men, women and children. Now, the NT government, good job there's election coming up soon, because I hope this Country Liberal Party gets booted out of the Territory, because they do not know how to look after our people.
Bob, is there anything else that you'd like to mention, or any last messages going out to our listeners today?
I would encourage all our grandmothers and mothers, fathers, grandfathers to come down today at 12 o'clock and stand for our kids. There is no place for our kids to be in jail. What the government needs to do and our listeners need to do is get out onto the streets and say enough's enough. Start listening to us, because it's our lives, it's our future. Prison is no place for us. Give us what we need. Proper housing, jobs, proper education. Start supporting people's society instead of keeping us locked away from society and being treated like that. I don't want my grandchildren to be ended up like that, and neither does anybody else.
All right, Bob, I just want to say thank you again for joining us this morning on Strong Voices.
No, you're very welcome.